Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park. Good evening and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Bill Keith. On Community Focus, we talk to people of interest in our community. Our guest tonight is Beth Mead. She is the Marketing and Events Manager for the Canton Community Foundation. The Canton Community Foundation will have their 25th anniversary gala in March.
We're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Community Foundation, and we thought that this would be a great way to bring the community together at a location that people don't normally get an opportunity to go to at this level, where it's a small group of people. We've got the entire museum to ourselves so they can browse the museum. It's kind of a high-end event where they can get all dressed up and come and have a good time and celebrate all that we've done in the community over 25 years.
The foundation normally does big kind of fundraising events, but this one seems to be even bigger.
It is. It's a much more grand event. It's on a grander scale. And that's part of the reason that we decided to go to the Henry Ford, because we needed something we felt that was a little bit a step above what we've done in the past. We've always done a big ball, and over the years it's kind of changed and gotten, you know, a little bit smaller. And we thought now's the time to kind of blow it all out and bring everybody together and celebrate.
What is planned for the evening?
When our guests arrive, they will be ushered over to the Driving America exhibit, where we will have cocktail hour, and the Michigan Philharmonic is providing us with a youth quartet. We'll also have the Dace Wildcats dance troupe there, who will be doing interpretive dance. After the cocktail hour, the guests will be ushered into the center part of the museum, where we'll have our presentation and a fabulous meal that's going to also feature Michigan wines and beers. So we're trying to keep it all local. After our presentation and our meal, then we're going to go over to the other side of the museum, where local favorite Steve King and the Diddleys will be performing for us. And the dance troupe is going to stay so that they can get the crowd up and dancing and moving. And as I said, throughout the evening, people are welcome to just browse the museum and enjoy everything. We're going to have a great photographer there who will be taking photos of our guests that they can purchase. And it's going to be a great night.
When you decided to do a bigger, grander event, how did you center on doing it at the Henry Ford Museum?
Well, we were looking at, you know, the people in the community and who had done the most good for us and what showed kind of the whole thing that's centers around Michigan. And we thought, what better place to do it than the Henry Ford, you know, that, you know, Ford products, everything that says this is Michigan, this is what we stand for.
Now, a big fundraising event like this generates a lot of money that goes back into the community. How will the money from this gala event be used to support the Plymouth-Canton community?
Well, one of our initiatives is the arts, specifically. So we decided that a portion of our money is going to go to one of the funds that we support, which is the Partnership for the Arts and Humanities. One of our other initiatives is veterans. And the partnership is currently renovating, ironically enough, a Henry Ford, I think it was a dormitory, that they're turning into a new village arts factory that's going to bring a lot of people to the community as well. So we decided that they are going to be our main focus as far as granting back to them to help them with this. The rest of the funds that we raise will be used for granting out to other people in the community and other nonprofits.
I would imagine that planning a gala event of this size is quite an undertaking. Have you been surprised by how much work's been involved in it?
You know, I've been doing this for a lot of years, so I've done a lot of big events, and I do have a great committee that's behind me and some great co-chairs that are working with me. Jim and Linda Demmer are working with me, Jerry and Gail Grady, and also Kathy and Paul Densky. So they've been a huge help to me, as well as all the other people who are on the committee. So it's great to have people who know so many other businesses and people in the community who can say, hey, you know, we need to get these people as sponsors or these people, and I know them. So that helps me a lot.
The foundation has really benefited from the connections, the corporate connections, and the connections with people in the community that you've had. I imagine it is a big help in planning an event like this.
Definitely. It definitely is. And as I said, you know, a lot of the people who are either past board members or current board members are also business owners, like Jim and Linda Demmer. So Jack Demmer Ford is one of our biggest sponsors. And Paul and Kathy Densky own Canton Waste Recycling. So they're a big sponsor of ours. So it's great, as I said, to have people like that. And then we also have Jill Engel, who is from the Partnership of Arts and Humanities, who, because they are going to be one of the recipients of a grant, she's helping us out, and she knows everybody in the community. So that's going to be a huge help to us to have Jill involved.
An event like this, the foundation is celebrating 25 years of service in the community. And for some people, they may not even know that the foundation is there.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's hard to believe when an organization has lasted for 25 years and has done so many great things in the community, but folks may not even be aware of the work that you're doing. Could you give us a little bit of background on the foundation and the difference that it makes in the community?
Sure. That's part of the reason that I'm here, because the people who have been involved in it know what we do. So we don't want to center this event just around them. We want to bring it out to everybody in the community so that they can see what we've done. And as you know, 88.1 is one of the funds that, you know, we give back to, and you guys help us, and we work together to help others in the community. We've granted almost $600,000 in scholarships to students who are primarily at the park. So, as well as other students in the area, but primarily the students who go here. We've also given back to First Step and Gleaners and Open Door Ministry. And so a lot of the nonprofits that are in this very community are the ones that we help support.
And because of the foundation's support, nearly $2.5 million in grants and support has gone back into the community to enhance groups, like you said, and First Step and the Canton Playscape and the Plymouth Canton Clothing Bank and Kelly's Kids and so many groups that really make a difference in the community.
Exactly. And it's, as you know, Bill, it's the small dollars that help as well. It's not the people who say, I can give $5,000 or $10,000. It's every little bit that helps to give back to somebody who's in need. And I think a lot of people who live in this community don't realize that there's a need here as well. So, you know, you look around you and you see that, well, you know, we seem to be doing okay, but not everybody is. And, you know, those people need to know that there's a place for them to go, and such as, you know, the clothing bank. And we need to help support that clothing bank and keep their doors open. And we do that through the small community foundations.
I think you're right. I think people assume, because Plymouth Canton is upper middle class, fairly nice community, that there isn't that kind of need in the community that needs things like the clothing bank or the Salvation Army or
exactly.
So many of the other outreach groups that support the community. So it is very important to have a group like the Canton Community Foundation as a resource to all those other
exactly.
nonprofits.
And we also have some other umbrellas that are under us, such as the Giving Hope Women's Giving Circle. And that's one of the groups that supported the clothing bank. They had an event 2 years ago that raised enough money to keep the clothing bank's doors open for 3 years. And it's amazing that through one event and a small group of women that we can do that. And, you know, they're having an event April 1st at the summit where they're going to focus on raising money for First Step. And it just amazes me, and it warms your heart to see these people who come in and just say, you know what, I'm going to give, and it may not be a lot, but it adds up. And all of these people who are just saying, I'm going to help my local community. And that's what's nice about it. You know, a lot of people give to the Salvation Army and, you know, the big organizations, but you don't really see how it's working in your community. And if you give to your local community foundation and they're all over, you know, it's staying here.
The foundation has also been an educational resource for a lot of the nonprofits in the community. Can you talk a little bit about how they've supported that?
We had a Lunch and Learn program, and that was available so that people in the nonprofit world could come in and kind of learn how to run their organizations. And, you know, we kind of feed off of one another with our experts.
You mentioned the Partnership for the Arts and Humanities. I know that Jill Engel and the Partnership for the Arts and Humanities now are, I believe at least, are housed over in the same location as the foundation.
They are. And it's great to have Jill in our small office, and we get to kind of bounce ideas off of one another and work together. And it's turning into a really great partnership. We love having her there.
Yeah, having that opportunity for synergy would be a real benefit for both groups.
Exactly. Yeah, it helps because, you know, Jill's organization is fairly small, and we are too. It helps to have, you know, both sides of it to see to feed off of her knowledge and her energy, and then us give back to her as well.
You mentioned one of the foundation's main areas is supporting veterans. What are some of the things that the foundation does to support veterans?
We run a veterans summit, and it's usually around September 11th. And in the past, we've had about 300 veterans and their families. It's a free event to them, and it's completely educational. So veterans and their families come in. It's about a half day, and they learn about different things that are available to them that may have changed over the past year. Because I know a lot of them have trouble learning that I get these burial benefits, or I get these healthcare benefits or educational benefits. And we make it easy for them to come in and just sit and learn what's available. We also have veteran service officers there who will sit down with them one-on-one. They can bring their paperwork in and say, okay, I'm glad I'm face-to-face with an actual human being rather than a machine. Here's my problem. Help me solve it. So over the years, that's really turned into a great resource for our veterans. And we're hoping that this year we can get some younger veterans involved, because the younger vets are using social media and they're just not getting out of it what they need to.
Now, going back to the Project Give Gala, how can people get tickets if they want to be a part of it?
They can contact me either by email or by phone. My phone is 734-495-1200, or my email is bmead@cantonfoundation.org.
And not only Steve King and the Diddleys performing, but it looks like you also have Blaine Fowler from 96.3 as your MC.
He's our MC. He'll bring a lot of energy to the evening for us, so that'll be great. We're excited about that.
And what other entertainment will be a part of the evening?
The Michigan Philharmonic will be there earlier in the evening, and then Blaine will MC the event, and then we'll finish off with Steve King, and then we've also got the Dace Wildcats dance troupe that'll be there throughout the evening.
Well, very good. And you get a chance to see a little bit of the Henry Ford Museum.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a great night.
Well, fantastic. Thank you very much for taking time to come over and share a little bit about
it. Thank you.
Our guest has been Beth Mead, the Marketing and Events Manager for the Canton Community Foundation. You can hear Community Focus every Wednesday following Newsfile at 5:30 on 88.1 The Park. Thanks for listening.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.